Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for May 10th. The day begins with the moon in Libra, a cardinal air sign ruled by Venus. It's also in the lunar nakshatra of Chitra, which is ruled by Mars. This combination gives a powerful creative burst to the day's energy. It governs silversmiths, painters, and makers of beauty, the physical kind that you make with your hands. So if you see a plein air painter looking out on the Penobscot in a flower-printed outfit, you can bet that artist is born with Chitra prominent in their chart or manifesting the day's energies. Now, today's moon is an expression of handmade beauty, and beauty, say some, is the divine's gift to us and in turn, what we give to others. Do you think Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel for himself? Now, if you feel the urge to make something beautiful today, if only to tell someone you love them or make a donation to WERU, then you are aligned with today's cosmic energy for sure. Now, the moon is waxing to its maximum light, and tomorrow, Mother's Day, the moon will be full. Wow, that's a nice gift. With the sun in Aries and the moon in Libra, the cosmic influence is on understanding others. It's a real lesson in non-duality, or as the Beatles sang, I am you and you are me and we are all together. Well, what to do with others is what this energy is all about. Now, when judging a planet to see which one is more powerful, the trick is to look at the planet's rulers. The sun is in Aries, but Aries is ruled by Mars, and Mars is debilitated in Cancer. That weakens the sun's usual egoic power. The moon, on the other hand, is in Libra. That's ruled by Venus, and Venus is at maximum power, exalted in Pisces. So the moon wins. Its sensitivities comes out on top. Boy, moms are going to love that energy. They will not have to sit in the dark and wait for a call or a card. So there, love your mother, including Mother Nature. Now, Mercury has just changed signs, so you may be feeling more decisive and clear in your thinking. While in Pisces, the planet of rational thinking was befuddled. If you were confused, uncertain, easily getting lost, and could not remember where you left your car keys, fear not. Mercury is now in Aries. You will be clear on stuff, but you may be a tad impulsive. Mercury in Aries often does things first and then thinks about it later. Now, two planets change signs this week. That's always big news as the energy on the wheel of karma shifts. The sun will move into Taurus on Friday. We'll talk about that next week. And Jupiter moves into Gemini. Remember, Jupiter always expands whatever it touches. So in Gemini, it will usher forth many new ideas, lots of communications, connections, and reunions. So the mental side of things will certainly be wide open for business. Finally, that stellium in Pisces continues with Venus, Neptune, Saturn, and Rahu. Now, one thing about Pisces is that it represents the end of a cycle. Somewhere in your life, there is an ending at your doorstep. Now, the other thing about Pisces is that it's a period of consequences, or said another way, it's where you reap what you sow. Things conclude, the cards come up, and you experience the consequences. Could be good or not, depending on how and what you have sowed. So, happy Mother's Day to all. Keep an eye on the high tides and emotions this weekend. That's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or swing around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.